Gus Poyet. I think a lot of people contacting us tonight, Gus, are saying frustration is the word today. Would you share the fans' frustration?
It depends how you use the word. I think the team gave everything. We try on the game, we created more chances, we have more shots. We had the ball the most time, we have more corners, more crosses. We didn't score. And that's the difference in football between winning and losing. It happened at Hull and against Cardiff at home. Then we went in a good run of scoring quite easily, and now we cannot score. And so we cannot blame anyone. The good things are we creating. And the good things that the team is really going forward with options. It doesn't matter who is on the pitch. So we need to change that.
And perhaps when things aren't quite going for you, the last thing you need is sort of a deflected goal, really. It was an unfortunate goal from the Albion's point of view.
Yeah, that's luck. Sometimes you get it, you know, sometimes you have a shot from anywhere and it's going in, but, you know, it's part of the game. And even with conceding one goal, I thought we were able to score two, three, or whatever it was. In another day, you probably get one free kick at the edge of the box, or one penalty, or one decision for you, that it will change the game as well. And at the moment, it doesn't happen.
How concerned are you by the home form, Gus? It's three games now with that. With
I'm not concerned because the three teams that came in here, they done nothing to win the game. So I would be with my team going away from home and doing like the three teams that came in here, quite disappointing. Happy because of the result, yeah, of course, but in the long term, I don't think it's good for anyone. Saying to us, we need to get used. That's what the team they're going to do in here, 11 behind the halfway line. Not have a shot until in the 90th minute in the second half or two, and deal with it. Deal with it. I mean, it's a plan, it works, and it's up to us to change.
And long term, are you worried, Gus, that other sides will come here and do exactly what those three teams have done?
It's a problem. I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered because as soon as one goes in, it's one team is going to take seven or eight at home. So I'm not bothered.
You started today without Will Buckley. Was there any reason behind that, Gus?
Well, if you remember, he got injured in the last game that we played. Maybe you were not there. And he was not fully fit to play 90 minutes.
Is that particularly with this, you know, particularly the run of matches you've got coming up? Some tough games coming up.
He was not fit to play 90 minutes. Simple.
Looking ahead, obviously, you know, you've got these run of games coming now. Leicester on Tuesday night.
They're all the same. They're all the same. I watched a game yesterday, Leeds. Sheffield Wednesday, now I'm watching a little bit Blackpool on TV, they are all the same. I don't think there is a team that is better than anyone. And I don't think it's a team that is worse than anyone. They are all the same. A few, they got a little bit more money and they can have four or five strikers and they change two and they put another two. And sometimes it works, but the rest of the players, they are the same. And I'm not bothered where we're going or who we're playing against.
What about your fans? 26,000 here again today, and they really stuck with
you, Gus. Yeah, just disappointing that we cannot give him something to go home happier, and that is our job. I hope that they agree that we try everything, you know, because sometimes you see teams that they lack a little bit of high tempo, enthusiasm, or they don't believe in the way they play. But we try everything possible today, from every angle, from every. We finished playing with a centre half only, and there is plenty here. We're taking too many risks because we want to win and make people happy, but it's not working anymore.